Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Isaac, and here is what he briefly has to say. Hi Sane Man, can you please do a video on your thoughts about women in the military, specifically wanting to enter combat jobs and special forces / Navy SEALs, etc.? I think it's a bad idea not only because of the physical aspect, but also because of how it would actually affect the brotherhood and camaraderie between the men on the team, protecting her, sleeping with her, false accusations, etc. Thank you. Well, Isaac, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. This topic is just in time. It goes way beyond combat roles, but also female pilots. I put a link in the description to a video called "The World's First Female F-35 Fighter Pilot Crashed a Plane on Its First Flight." Here's what that video says. After the publication of a video of the collision of an American F-35 fighter with the deck of an aircraft carrier, it became known that the world's first female F-35 pilot was at the helm of the U.S. Navy's fifth-generation fighter. This, according to American sources, was her first flight from the deck on an aircraft carrier, which is enough to destroy a fighter worth more than $100 million. The information that the fighter was flown by the woman was presented to the media by one of the crew members of the aircraft carrier, Carl Vinson, noting that despite the fact that the woman had completed a full course of training and successfully completed the takeoff and landing training program on the deck of the aircraft carrier, for her, the current flight was the first from the deck of a real warship. It's also noteworthy that in the video you can hear the crew is furiously giving instructions to the F-35 pilot, probably realizing that the crash of the fighter will be virtually inevitable. And literally in a matter of moments, the woman is trying to align the fighter with the deck, but completely unsuccessfully. The command of the U.S. Navy has not yet commented on such information. Unquote. I guess it's another victory for empowered women everywhere. I couldn't find any information in the mainstream media saying that it was a woman at the controls, just that it was a pilot. Maybe she's the woman that the U.S. military spend money on for the flight suit for pregnant pilots. Maybe she was preggers and the baby was kicking. Or maybe she was getting morning sickness and it distracted her from landing the plane. Who knows? But gets even better. Now the U.S. government has to spend money sending a submersible to the bottom of the South China Sea to destroy the plane so the Chinese don't recover it and steal American military secrets. I'll bet you anything, she'll be up in the air in no time and pass off the blame to faulty navigation or something else like that. I guess she ain't no Starbuck. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. These sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to Pregnant Women Can Fight Wars 2 Clown World Show. Just so everyone knows, I spoke to someone about the female fighter pilot that was in the Navy, and he told me that normally they get both men and women to train landings and takeoffs from an aircraft carrier with less expensive planes first. Unless, of course, the pilot already had experience flying F-35s on land, which would have given them experience. But it wouldn't surprise me if some woman was at the commands of that plane, and some brave male boffin risked getting canceled to bring us this information. After all, the U.S. military is all about recruiting and promoting as many females as possible these days. I spoke to a guy about this a year and a half ago, and he left the Special Forces specifically because of this problem of bringing women into it, because they were embedding women into places like Afghanistan, and it was putting men's lives at risk. He also thinks the same thing I do, that once automation shows up, women might use such technology on men. It's not Skynet that we'll need to worry about, but sluts with fishnet stockings in command of a bunch of sims piloting a robot army that'll be impossible to beat by most men. I think that the reason we're having so many women enter the armed forces is because of the relative safety for them over the last 40 or 50 years. Wars used to be big, bloody, and brutal. But nuclear weapons created a deterrent that broke the natural clearing function of masculinity. Imagine a war between the United States and Russia if nuclear bombs had never been created. They probably would have gone to war with one another in the late 1950s, early 60s, in an alternate timeline where the United States had never developed atomic weaponry. To me, that sounds like a great alternate history series like the show For All Mankind. Maybe someone needs to get a hold of Ronald D. Moore and figure out a way to make it happen. I'll bet you anything there wouldn't be any women fighting on that particular show. This ain't no Red Dawn. I see the coming robotic warfare eroding masculinity further from the armed forces. It'll probably be those with the fastest reflexes that'll operate such technology. Just watch the film Ender's Game if you want to see the future of combat. Neither man nor woman will be fighting on the ground. In the meantime, the world has gone insane. Fertility rates are falling all over the world, and yet women increasingly want to be put in harm's way by serving in the armed forces. We're the only civilization in history with falling fertility rates that wants to put women on the front lines. The first time I saw women at war was during the Gulf War of 91. A female US pilot was captured and struggle-snuggled by Saddam's sodomites. I didn't think anything of it. And then later I saw US soldiers on what looked like beach vacations in Somalia before the whole Black Hawk Down fiasco. I don't honestly think the US has that much to worry about with regards to competition. So that's why it's putting women into combat roles. How much of a threat can China really be? Chinese soldiers aren't even battle-hardened like American ones. If I were the Chinese, I'd send the Chinese Navy to train in medium-sized PT-style boats against Somali pirates. Show the world that they care about securing the shipping lanes, but also train their Navy in actual combat. If they do that, then they'll have the advantage over Western blue-water navies, because their troops would actually have faced actual combat. Why do you think the Western warships engage with pirates for practice? Why do you think they get into wars that they can't win to make defense contractors wealthy? As for women entering special forces and the Navy SEALs, it just means that men will get killed in action more because women will be more likely to panic instead of pushing through a firefight. The women will get dragged off by the enemy and get raped like the women during the first Gulf War. I also find it ironic because many women that join are also lesbians. So to be taken advantage of in that way by men would be the same as a straight male soldier being sodomized by some sort of gay army. The more women enter combat roles, the more men are going to check out of those things. The army is already having a hard time recruiting men for Green Berets and Special Forces. There just aren't enough smart, strong men to get the job done. Hiring women will just prevent what few men do sign up for such roles to do so. That's something I heard from someone on the Joe Rogan podcast. As the old Special Forces guys get too old to do the job, can you really blame the army for trying to recruit women? There might be a few competent ones in the mix. But the problem is when you're going to work in the field, you need to carry tons of gear with you. I carry about 50 pounds of camera gear when I do photography and video. I can't imagine carrying 100 to 150 pounds of gear with me at all times. There is no way that 99% of women would be able to carry that much biologically unless she's Wonder Woman. So I bet you anything, many women get such guys to carry some of their gear in exchange for sexual favors. There's also a reason that gay men were not allowed in the armed forces. Because of the emotional issues that would come up if there was a gay couple and one of the two died in battle. The other guy might be a wreck in the middle of a firefight. So imagine if multiple special forces guys were romantically involved with a woman that was embedded with them. Plus there's male natural desire to white knight. We want to protect women from harm's way, and that instinct might get in the way of completing a mission in the field. There are multiple reasons that women were kept off the battlefields for most of history. Besides the obvious one of staying home and breeding, so that one side would have the numeric superiority advantage over the others. I also did some research on a forum where a Gulf War soldier spoke about female soldiers, and one of them said that he was worried about women being captured. But the real question should have been, would he have still been worried if there were men going missing in action? Probably not. I think another reason that the military tries to get women to do things in combat with men is because they really believe in this equality bullshit. They want to believe that the average woman is just as capable as the average man. When I see a woman working a 50 to 60 hour job at something creative and succeeding at it, I look at her as my potential equal. I think we as men are desperate to fall in love with a good counterpart. Instead, women are like C-3PO with boobs and a wig. All they do is talk negatively about everyone while men are like R2-D2, constantly taking shit from 3PO, but still somehow managing to save the day even though the odds are stacked against him, while 3PO keeps destroying his self-esteem. I think that's why those characters work so well. They work because they're like an old quarreling couple. But in the combat situation, having C-3PO with boobs isn't going to end with a happy movie ending. I bought into the feminist BS that women are equal to men, and they could do everything that we do. Again, a small portion of them can, but most can't, and are lazy and incapable of putting out the same effort as men. But it's our belief in equality that's sabotaging our society. Even to this day, when I imagine myself being with women or dating, I look for my equal. I don't want a subordinate or superior. I think the idea of equality has infiltrated the military, and that's why you're seeing men in the armed forces do whatever they can to bring women up. It's noble, but it's also not well thought out. In fact, it's not thought out at all, and it's more about faith than wishful thinking. Even I still believe in finding a woman that's equal after making 3,000 videos about female nature. I'd love to see a female Starbuck that can fly better than all the male pilots. But you can all see what happens when you put women in the cockpits. It turns into a hen den, and male soldiers can't even be themselves in male spaces anymore. If you're in the army and you've decided that you've had enough, go into a mostly male field like construction or one of the trades instead. I feel bad for the guys that were injured in the flight deck of that aircraft carrier because a woman was flying that Harrier. Well, actually, they retired those planes a long time ago. But still, I thought that F-35s were able to do vertical takeoffs and landings. I didn't understand why she just didn't pull up and try doing that instead. Maybe she didn't have enough testosterone, the hormone of the gods. Now the Navy has to dive down and probably waste millions of dollars more because of the crash in hostile Chinese waters. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Isaac for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women probably go into combat roles to get smashed by the sexiest and strongest male soldiers. But when they get those men killed, they get smashed by Saddam's men as they fill them with their scuds. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MakeDown.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the female C-3PO away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.